I'm honored to welcome everyone here tonight in the Council's Chamber. I'd like to start by thanking Justice Thomas for officiating the Oath of Allegiance. Thank you, Mr. Luke, for 50 years of leading this procession, and to Julia and Sydney for the beautiful rendition of O Canada. I ask you to join me in recognizing former Mayor Vic Power, who has joined us this evening. Welcome. As well as former Mayor Steve Black, who we're glad will be serving again at this council table. To the outgoing members of council, we thank you for many years of service and dedication to the city of Timmins. To the new and returning members of council, I welcome you with great esteem as we embark on what will undeniably be a challenging yet rewarding journey together. To our cherished family and friends, both with us here tonight and watching online, you have stood by as we sought election to these seats, and for that we're infinitely grateful. For we know that without your support, we would not be here tonight committing to serve our community for another 4 years. And finally, I'd like to thank the city's administration and staff. Your willingness and ability to deliver, adapt, and continuously improve operations are what ensure the good service and quality of life that our residents expect and appreciate. Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? C'est pourquoi nous sommes tous ici, pour offrir un accès juste et égal à la haute qualité de vie que méritent les résidents de Timmins. We're here with the goal of providing fair and equal access to the high quality of life that Timmins residents deserve. We're here because we want to help make Timmins a better place to live. In the words of Valerie Jarrett, when you're in local government, you are on the ground. You're looking into the eyes and hearts of the people there you're there to serve. It teaches you to listen. It teaches you to be expansive in the people with whom you talk to. And it's that engagement that gives you political judgment. Over the last few months and years, every councillor sitting here has listened to the concerns of residents, talking with people from every ward, from the east to the west ends of Timmins. We've listened. And over the last few weeks, I've had the opportunity to meet with each one of you councillors individually. And I'm confident that you each have the kind of political judgment required to ensure progress for a better future for the city of Timmins. A better future for its residents, for all people living here, today, and for many generations hereafter. That's what we should expect from this term. We will be called to make sometimes difficult decisions in order to meet the current needs of residents, while also trying to see to those of our children, of future generations. I know that collectively, we will exercise our political judgment respectfully and govern this municipality into a brighter future. I also know, I'm pleased, that as a community, we're ready to advance, to develop, and change for the better. We're ready to make history. In fact, we are here tonight. For the first time in our city's history, we've seen the office of mayor go from one woman, Mayor Kristen Murray, to another. That's progress. But as the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg once said, women belong in places where decisions are being made. It shouldn't be that women are the exception. But I and Councillor Murray, who sent her regrets for tonight, are still the exception here. So though we can celebrate this moment in history, we should not and we cannot settle for minimal progress. We have to continue to empower each other. We have to empower ourselves. Because there are significant economic opportunities presenting themselves at our doorsteps. And we have to have the courage to seize them. There's tremendous potential for growth in Timmins. We have to make sure that any and all development is responsible, inclusive, and sustainable. Above all, we must continue to care for ourselves, for one another. Especially when times are as tough as they've been, as they continue to be. As a city, as a community, that means supporting our most vulnerable residents, seniors, youth, people who are marginalized, people who are struggling. We know that community safety is a top concern for many these days, and rightfully so. I look forward to continuing to work with partners and stakeholders to ensure the realization of our four strategic priorities set out in the Community Safety and Wellbeing Plan. Because this plan was made to help guide us in achieving our goals to end chronic homelessness, implement more youth-focused and culturally relevant initiatives, and ultimately improve safety for all residents. However, we could only ever be successful in this pursuit of a safer community by addressing the most basic needs of residents, such as health and housing. We know that Timmins is not unique in its lack of access to adequate health care. There are shortcomings in healthcare systems everywhere, across the province, across the country. And as a municipality, it could be easy to just say that health, mental health, is out of our jurisdiction. That's not within our purview. There's nothing we could do. However, we can align with that attitude, because as a municipality, we're on the hook, so to speak, for practically every social determinant of health for our residents: housing, food security, economic stability, and so on. So there's surely something we can do. We can rally with community and institutional partners to successfully attract and retain healthcare workers and other related professionals. We can coordinate efforts and utilize innovative solutions like integrated services and community paramedicine. We can quite simply promote and facilitate a healthier, more active lifestyle for residents. Most people want to live in a community that's concerned about its well-being. And quite frankly, we need more people to want to live here. So we must always strive to better the health of our community. And people also generally want to live in a community with adequate housing. It is paramount that we increase our housing stock in Timmins, from affordable to executive to purpose-built housing of all types. And this can be done by continuing to collaborate with public-private partners. And I can say that we now have engaged partners at the provincial level, as well as good corporate partners who take their responsibility seriously. Locally, we formed a task force to lay out a plan to best tackle this housing crunch we're facing. So we've been implementing real efforts, and now this new council will be tasked with championing impactful initiatives that will not only meet our community's current housing needs, but those that are also projected for the near future. Because if we use our good political judgment, we can anticipate the need to enhance our capacities. As I've already alluded to, we can expect great economic growth for Timmins and the region. If we continue to responsibly embrace our fate in the natural resources and secondary sectors, we will see positive development and prosperity. And I don't know about you, but I get really excited when I hear talk about the green economy, because I know that in Timmins we're well poised to participate in it. As has been said before, we have what the world wants here, which is exactly why it's essential that we remember our roles as stewards. Stewards of these lands, of the resources they provide, of the people living from them, and even the cultures and heritage of those people. Stewardship is a value that embodies the responsible planning and management of resources. As we seize opportunities to advance on developing and diversifying our economy, we shall not lose sight of the very real effect of the climate crisis, what that means for the city of Timmins and the region, and what we want our role to be in it all. Personally, I believe in our ability to both be good stewards and see real growth for the city of Timmins. I believe we could address our social issues, all while building state-of-the-art facilities and infrastructure. With the right political judgment, we shouldn't have to compromise what's important to us. Let's continue to be socioeconomic leaders, a leader for Northern Ontario. Nous pouvons être un catalyseur socio-économique, un vrai leader vers qui nos voisins de la région, même de partout dans le monde, qui se tourneront vers nous pour voir comment nous faisons les affaires ici à Timmins. I believe we can achieve all of this by truly walking the path of reconciliation with Indigenous peoples, by truly embracing immigration, diversity, and by always striving to make Timmins a better place to live for today and tomorrow. I think I could speak on behalf of the council when I say that we're humbled by the confidence and the responsibility with which we've been entrusted. We do not take it lightly. So I'll close with a short quote by Malala Yousafzai. My goodness. Let us make our future now, and let us make our dreams tomorrow's reality. I look forward to working with you all. Miigwech. Merci.
Thank you.